Blue flashing lights, ear-piercing sirens and riot police clashing with marauding youths. The picture at Salford shopping city last night as rioting broke out.
Everyone's just throwing bricks everywhere. There's shop windows, everything. Same as London. Absolute nightmare.
Yobs with their faces covered with hoods and balaclavas kicked in shop doors. They looted bargain booze, kicking through the protective shutters, then running away, proudly clutching bottles of wine, whiskey and packs of lager. Next, they tried kicking in the window of a nearby bank, but failed. Moments later, they were across the road, forcing the doors of a former library. Once inside, they set it alight. Then the riot vans arrived in numbers. Youths pelted them with bottles just stolen from bargain booze. Bricks and stones were also hurled.
They've emptied bargain booze and just throwing the bottles of whiskey at the police vans. TSB, they've set the library on fire.
As acrid black smoke billowed into the sky, residents who dared to speak out told Real Radio they were stunned.
Got a guy here, he's got his two young sons with him, giving him bricks to throw at the police van. Complete scumbags, that's all they are.
All this set the tone for the rest of the evening in Salford. A game of cat and mouse ensued. Sporadic pockets of violence broke out, rioters pelting police with anything they could lay their hands on, officers retaliating, charging them back. Then the violence spread, devastatingly, into the centre of Manchester. Firebombs were thrown at shop windows, looters brazenly running inside, grabbing armfuls of clothes as they calmly walked away. Fashion store Miss Selfridge was set on fire.
Come out for money, because the police nick you for stupid things, mate. And now this is our payback, because they can't do nothing to us today.
Electrical stores were targeted, two looters simply walking down the street with a widescreen television. Councillor John Flanagan was appalled.
This is not about disaffected youth. These are people that are destroying businesses in the city centre, looting places, or, you know, basically unchallenged.
Into the night, raiders continued, using metal barriers and concrete slabs to smash other shop windows.
We have been sickened by the level of violence we've seen this evening.
Assistant Chief Constable Gary Shewan was visibly seething as he briefed the media.
There can be no excuse for the behaviour other than to accept this is terrible, wanton, selfish criminality at its very worst and bring shame upon the people who have engaged in such levels of violence.
By 3 a.m. things had calmed down, a night described as the most violent in Manchester for decades.